The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast. Listen if you want to.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Cardassian Podcast. Hey.
Hello, hello, hello.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying out something.
Why
new
did you
with
say it
greeting.
Three times?
Because I'm
You're
trying
to
out
plug
something.
Something.
It says.
No, well.
Oh, it says we're on episode 95.
We're closing in on the big 100.
Yes, we are.
What do you mean it says we are on 95?
It feels like we should almost be like at like 98 at this point. I thought we were closer to 100, but now we are kissing.
Stop.
Episode 100 very soon.
We're
now we're double
very...
kissing. Last time we were kissing,
no,
but now we're double
we're not,
kissing. Like we're Italian.
No.
Like, mwah, mwah. Like we're,
no.
we're kissing.
Just
soon,
Italians
we're gonna be,
do that.
Just
we're
Italians.
Be making out with 100.
Ew.
We're going to be pregnant by 101.
You guys are going too far. That's just too far. Our listeners
Maybe
don't want to hear.
Maybe 100 doesn't want to be kissed.
With those double O's. Episode 100 wants to be kissed because the numbers just keep getting bigger every time we come to do this podcast.
Maybe 100 wants to be kissed by me. So I'll say it at the appropriate time because when we get closer.
You don't
like
even want
98.
Me-
98. 99, you could say we're kissing 100.
Well,
but
I
not
said it.
Right
well,
now.
Bitch, I said it last week, and I'm gonna say I said
and
it on the last
incorrect.
Podcast. And I'm gonna say it
and
now.
You were incorrect.
We are kissing 100.
We're close
Can
to.
Can we stop
100.
Talking about kissing?
Okay, well, she's the one who's saying like, "Oh, 100 wants to kiss me," yet she didn't even want
well,
me to
yeah.
say
when,
it.
Because when
like,
we're
when
closer
I said kissing,
to it,
she was like, "Stop."
Yeah, you, not for me.
Anyway, how have you two been?
I've been great.
Great.
Love that.
Nothing else to add. What else do you want us to say?
I don't know. How's life treating you? How's
Great.
The month? Because we'd only do these once a month. So I think people want to know. How about we talk about how we went to therapy and how much that helped us? Right?
Did it help us?
I think
Chloe?
It helped us.
I don't think it did.
Well, last okay,
yeah, I mean,
okay.
We got
Courtney,
into a physical
let's talk about
fight.
The elephant.
I literally didn't speak to Courtney for she ripped out my extension and she had tossed it into a ditch.
You deserve
first,
it.
Okay. First of all, let's get the elephant in the room out of the way. Okay. Last time we were here, we were saying, "Oh, we can't talk about it,"
we
but
have a
now
secret,
we
yeah.
had we have a secret and everything. We can't talk about it, but now
yeah.
we can. We have the
we
Kardashian
have the channel. Yeah.
You should know about it by now.
Yes.
And it's been great to see
And if
people.
You don't know about it, go to the you go
yeah,
to YouTube.
Go, it's literally just the Kardashians. And if you can't find it in a search, you can find it like on the SimGM channel.
Right. And if we're talking about therapy and our first video was Mom decided to document our time
yeah.
at therapy. And
it went well, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
As well
you,
as it could
watch
well.
It and you guys be a judge for yourselves because
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that didn't work.
If you want to see Kim get her ass beat, tune in.
No.
Listen, it was our first session, okay? The therapist is doing the best she could, even though she was kind of a flop therapist.
Yeah,
she was doing the best
kind
she
of
could.
Flop.
And but if you guys have to check it out. But yeah, we went to therapy and that was the first like official video. But I'm glad you guys are liking the channel. So thank you so
yeah,
much. And you're liking
right
the
now,
show.
It's yeah. been blowing up.
It's flourishing.
And I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And
you can watch all
just,
the episodes that we've done over the years of us being traumatized and, you know, everything like that.
And for, yeah, like it's there, the messages have been so positive and it's been so great to like see people actually like revisit old videos
or
maybe moments
videos
that
they never saw
for the first time. Yeah. That they didn't even know existed or something.
Yeah. Yeah, so thank you, everybody, if you've gone over there and if you haven't. And I know everybody here, I'm sure, who's listening to this podcast knows about it. But if you don't, it's there. So go check it out and go relive and see videos from the past. And there's going to be a lot of new videos there, too. So thank you
yeah.
so much. And we're still going to be on SimGM, too. We're not leaving.
And,
it's
you
just,
know, I might take you guys
too.
Into Glow, Glow, Glow so you can finally see what a functioning,
oh, joy.
Thriving no. business in the red looks like.
Can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so thank you for that. Also, we want to give a little shout out to we got a little Glow, Glow, Glow lipstick animation that was sent into us. We got to check it out, aren't we?
And it was sent
even though it's probably not a very good product.
Yeah, they said it was really lifelike or something.
Yeah,
by Comrade Joe.
Yeah, they sent this in to us. Let's give it a little look.
Says it feels like a real human hand.
Oh my God, that is interesting. That is an interesting animation.
What a great lipstick.
Is it an animation or is that real video?
Kim, I'm disturbed.
You know, sometimes we like to do a little bit of like, you know, I've talked about this before. If you're like into horror movies or something like that, we make fingers look like lipstick sometimes. So when it comes out of the tube, it's almost pointing at you like you are into horror movies.
Okay.
Nice cover, Kim.
Right.
That's exactly what that is. We're into like themes and stuff like that. I know a lot of people like theme things.
Okay. Well, if I never see that clip again, it'll be too soon. But thank you so much for sending that in.
Yeah, that came from Comrade Joe.
Mm-hmm. With two E's. So is it Joey?
Yeah, is it Joey?
Or is it Joe?
Yeah. Thank you so much, hon.
And a shout out to all of our fan artists who have sent in fan art, and thank you. One of our number one fan artists is definitely No No Glow.
Yeah,
we've mentioned a few times here.
Yeah, we've mentioned their art a few times on here, and we do our best to want to talk about everybody who sends in art, give everybody a chance to, you know, shine and show your art. But we are always, always, always thankful for what you guys send in.
We always appreciate it. There's just
even
so
when
much
it's a disturbing lipstick.
Mm-hmm. It's not a disturbing lipstick. It's just a lipstick that looks like a finger
and
of
it's
a
disturbing.
Dead person.
Yes. But yes, thank you to everybody who sends in art.
Thank
and we
you.
Love all of you. And just
love
know
you.
That. Just always know that. Okay. So.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You left your questions and comments for us at simgmproductions.com/podcast. And now we're responding. We're going to give you the tea. Okay. So the first one is from, I'm going to do my best to pronounce this.
Just do it slowly.
Venusha likes strawberry soda.
Venusha likes strawberry soda.
No, but you have to say it because there's no space in between. It's Venusha
likes strawberry soda.
Okay.
No.
Okay. First, let's get into this. So thank you so much for writing in. Dear Cardassian sisters, I love you both so much. Not you, stupid fake lawyer Kim. Stupid bitch, fake lawyer Kim. Excuse me.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. Thank you for your love. So I bought the Glow 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 hair oil because it says it helps with hair growth and strength. First mistake, honey. But when I used it, when I used it, not even 30 minutes later, my hair started to fall off. Here we go. And burn holes into my floor that ate my baby sister. I immediately called the fire department, but before they could get there, I fell through one of the burned holes. And then I thought I saw my baby sister. Okay.
Okay, they're reunited.
Yes.
We love a happy ending.
But in order to save her, I had to escape an army of zombies, 4 vampires, and a Glowzilla. All of this in your apartment complex, honey.
Better move. Like,
were those burned holes like portholes into like other dimensions?
It must have went to another dimension.
Must have been a no box then. No.
Okay, let's not, Kim. But when I used the Booty Booty Pop canned airplane to go, I was able to fly away from that big, ugly, dusty bum Glowzilla that kind of looked like Kim. It was the scariest moment of my life. Honey, I'm so sorry you went through that.
You have a booty booty pop canned airplane.
Oh, yeah.
So you're able, you're not allowed to bring a lot of liquids onto planes, but there's a small, like, is that sold like on the carts or something now?
No, no, no. It's like it's like an encapsulated flying device within the can, you see? Like, it allows you to, like, it's like an inflatable. Like, you know how you can, like, you open something up like a mattress. You know how you can have, like, a mattress folded in a small-ass box these days? Well, it's the same thing as this can. You pop it open, flying device. It's not, like, a huge, you know. Anyway, you have to see it to believe it. You know what I mean?
Obviously.
Chloe, thank you so much for saving me and my baby sister, my beautiful baby sister, for the low cost of $190,000.
That's pretty cheap.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
Your guys' company is selling stuff that cheap?
Yeah, we're selling things that cheap. We have to. We have to
that
think about the little people.
That is so gross, Chloe. I can't believe you endorsed that.
You just are jealous of our affordable prices.
She has more customers than you.
Exactly. You're an angel. I know. Bless your soul. It is blessed. And for Kim, I'll see you in court, bitch.
We hear now, that all
try.
The time.
Yeah, so that was a lot, but that wasn't the question. Wow, quite the story, and I'm so happy that you think I'm an angel.
Think is the word right there.
Anyways, I have a question for all of you, but if Kim starts talking, please talk over her or slap her in the mouth. Thank you. So Kim, you better shut up.
Wow.
I never talk over anybody. Ow! Oh my God, Chloe, really? Mm-hmm. Really right now?
Okay, and now you're crying. And
what?
She's okay. Question for the unbothered no queen, Courtney. How are you able to put up with an annoying sister like Kim and stay so unbothered? My question for Chloe, aka host of the Kardashian podcast.
A host of the Kardashian podcast.
Aka host of the Kardashian podcast. What products do you recommend for... Listen, I'm just reading what they're saying. I'm not agreeing. What products do you recommend for booty improvement? And for the other one, can you shut up and don't start crying too late or I'll hunt you down? Bye, Chloe and Courtney. I love
I'd like
you guys.
To see you try. Come by the glow factory.
Oh my God, Courtney,
why,
is it your
so
turn
you
to slap her in the face?
So you can banish them.
I'll have our secondary company, I'm not saying who, that we contract out. I'll have them greet you.
Oh
at
my
the
goodness,
door.
Courtney, speaking of, how do you deal with this?
It says, how do I stay unbothered by an annoying sister like Kim?
Mm-hmm.
Who says I'm not bothered?
Well, you have to deal with
your
it.
Actions.
I just hide it very well.
Do you?
I think
just the
I
way,
do.
That literally means she hides everything because you must be a hiding queen, Courtney.
Yeah, you keep it all inside.
Ow. Oh my. Another one? Really? So now we're not just bullying.
So
we're physically bullying.
You're
that's
talking
one,
over it,
that's
Kim.
One, yeah, that's one method I use. A good slap in the mouth.
Yeah, like
you
we saw in the therapy. Yeah.
She hit me first.
But how do I... Well,
you were asking for it.
Anyway, they have a question for me. And the question was, how do you, like, for booty improvement? Honey, well, we have a whole line. It's called booty pop juice. It's called that for a reason.
But what's your favorite from booty
it's,
pop juice?
My favorite has got to be the OG. It's the original booty pop juice serum. You just rub it on your little tush.
And
a little bit, not too much. And
I still don't understand.
And these things take time. Don't expect something that works to happen overnight. You got to keep using it, and then over time,
it'll grow.
Take
the supplements and work out.
No. We don't do supplements. We only like we do the juice. You do the juice, the smoothie, and we do the serum. And
that's a lot.
And if you want to do all three, that's on you. But we have in big text what to do with instructions. Maybe some people should take note.
Text doesn't need to be that big. You're wasting space.
Anyway, thank you so much for your lovely comment. I'm not going to repeat your name, but I love you.
Venetia likes to have
it. I'm glad you saved your baby sister.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, but you had a happy ending, right?
I mean, it was a happy
and
ending.
And you're clearly
right
a fighter and survivor if you went through all that.
it was a happy ending right from the getting the glow, glow, glow hair oil. And I know something must have went wrong.
They were doomed from the start.
Clearly, especially, something went wrong. You sold a product.
The thing I'm going to guess, because we've been getting a couple of complaints like this, or according to, like, it's only been like 1-2,000. But I would say from the complaints I've seen, the number one thing you can never do when using this glow, glow, glow hair oil
is buy it.
Do not be within 20 feet of a microwave.
Okay.
You can't do it. It doesn't need to be on.
They never said they were by a microwave, bitch.
Every house has a microwave, Chloe. Almost all of them. Get a toaster oven. Those will work just as fine. But a microwave, no, sir.
They never once mentioned being near the microwave or 20 feet from it.
But I know there's a microwave in, I'm sure there's a microwave somewhere in that apartment.
Okay, but who says that we were 20 feet from it?
I'm sure they'll heed the warning.
Okay. None of these people are heeding the warning. The warning is don't buy this, but they do anyway. Next is by Nicodemus. Buddyman. Hello.
Buddyman.
Buddyman. I love that last name.
Buddy man.
I love that last name so much. You want to be ambassador for our bitty bitty pop tip? Dear Professor Kimberly Cardassum.
What?
Since you are the smartest one among your sisters, wow, we are doing a 180 from the last comment.
Yeah, this person actually has common sense.
Since you are the smartest one among your sisters, I want to ask you, what's the difference between Indiana Jones, Indianapolis, and indie music? Also, Chloe and Courtney, you can thank me for making you laugh with that question.
Oh, well, that was hilarious.
P.S.
As if they would know the difference either.
P.S. I have been listening since day one. Oh my God, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have sent some questions, but haven't got picked. Well, here you are, honey. This is your day.
Lucky your lucky day. It only come. Took 90. How many years? Because it's been like over 5 years. You're welcome.
Exactly.
You know, that's what happens when you're patient.
But it's okay, because I know you all get so many comments every time. But I truly think the wannabe host sabotaged my comment. Okay, I don't... you know, should I finish reading this? My comment. You said my comment twice. All the time. So proud of you, and SimGM. I hope you see this time. Please. You know what? I think we shouldn't answer this. I think we should move on.
I think we should.
I don't think this is your time.
I think Nicodemus is amazing.
I think we shouldn't answer this. I think that we made a mistake picking this person. I think we maybe should have let them wait a little longer.
Chloe. Well. See,
I don't think 5 or 6 years is long enough, honey.
This is what the therapist should have actually tackled, is Chloe's anger problem.
Yeah.
Well, that, you like I said, that management. Therapist was kind of a flop. I have my own like thing that I deal with, but when I'm around not like this when I'm around regular normal people. It's only with you.
Some say our You're therapist never around used regular, to be a normal. Flight attendant.
My regular normal.
But must have had like face reconstruction.
So, Kim, anyway, if you really want to answer this
I will.
This thing's question.
Wow.
What's the difference between India, Indiana Jones, and Indianapolis and any music?
Well, India, first of all, is a lovely city nestled in the Apple Mountains. And then Indiana Jones.
Apple Mountains, you mean the Himalayas?
Yeah, the Himalayas.
Get it right.
Indiana Jones. A lovely singer. Love her music.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep. Indianapolis, that is a country. Somewhere.
You've been there?
Many times. And indie music is music that's produced by independent artists who don't have a record label.
Like Madonna.
Yeah.
Well, there's the answer to your question, and you will no longer are in the running for being a sponsor for Booty Booty Pop Juice. You've lost that privilege.
Let's calm down, Chloe.
Booty man.
I'm going to be the therapist for now. Take a deep breath. And I could do her accent. Do you want to hear?
No.
I'd rather not.
Here's her accent. Hi, I'm your therapist.
If anybody's watched the video, you'll know that that is so accurate.
That sounds so much like it.
Yeah, that was on the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can tell me
that money being $0.00.
You hit the hammer on your head.
Yeah, that's about right.
Nailed it.
You certainly did.
Before we go to the third question or comment, this episode is sponsored by ShopSimGM.com, where you can become a member and get early access to the podcast, videos, merch discounts, and more. You can do either $3 a month or $5 a month, and you get the same thing, but the $5 a month allows you to hear this early.
Yes.
Cool.
Like a day early.
Also, we know that there's some people who want to join, but they can't because they don't have PayPal on there. But I think from what I understand, they're working on adding that.
They're still working on that.
So we hope they add that
soon. We'll let you guys know.
Yeah. Yes.
But also subscribe to the new Kardashians channel, our new channel. We have our own thing where all our originals will go.
Of course, we know you already have because you're so watermelon.
Yes. Yeah,
because
you're so watermelon. Everybody here is so watermelon. If you haven't, who are you? Okay, so the next one is from No Bueno.
No Bueno.
That's pretty easy to say.
Which means very good.
Okay. Sure. Hi, Kardashians. I just wanted to say thank you so much. Your videos and podcasts are pushing me through high school. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy we're pushing and shoving you through high school.
Yeah, that we're tossing you and getting you through.
Yes, with our inspiration.
Shoving you.
Gotta get through it somehow.
Okay. No, literally. I got a 98% on a research paper that I used a bunch of words I learned from Who's the Smartest? And my teacher gave me a shout out and said she was impressed by my vocabulary. If that is true.
Cool.
I knew that we were doing something good for this world.
Yeah, see, I told you, we've said before that this podcast is educational.
It is educational.
Well.
It may have to have an explicit thing on there, but listen, it is educational. Who says explicit can't be educational?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So I'm so happy if that is true. Okay, couldn't have done it without y'all. Anyway, here's my question. You can relax, Kim. It's not about glow, glow, glow. I know better. Very good.
Wow, they learned.
Very good. No bueno. I always love the vids featuring those kids, Prudence and Zach. Which of the two do you guys like better and why? Keep fighting and surviving, Chloe. Stay cool and calm, collected, Courtney. Keep being inconsistent, Kim. And all of you stay watermelon. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you did great on that paper. Prudence and Zach. So, of the two,
what an interesting duo.
Yes, they are who they are.
Annoying.
Anytime we've run into them, it's always been like anytime they're around, we know we're gonna be in danger because those two just have the worst luck ever.
Yeah, they run into the one time when we were babysitting them, they were just
when we met them.
Yeah, and they were just being assholes.
Like, they should have known to stay away after they knocked us out with gas.
Well, we just, the last time
into them. We don't try to seek them out.
Well, in that case, we were babysitting them. But in other cases, we literally just run into them.
Yeah.
So which do we like better?
I can't stand either of them.
Yeah.
I know a lot of you love them, but...
They can both be very smart, though. Like, we ran into them at a place called Garden of Ban Ban.
Yeah.
And they were, like, okay with solving things.
Yeah. I will say of the two, like, they are definitely, they are like me. They are fighters and survivors. Like,
oh my God.
They for sure, like, have been through some things that I've seen that are crazy that we've been a part of. So what I will say that I respect about them, even though I don't particularly like them just because we never really have good experiences with them.
We have nothing in common.
And they shot me out into space. You two weren't there because it was like this.
Yeah, we only heard about that.
Yeah, you two weren't there.
We
but
were
I was
like waiting forever for the shuttle to take us, and we were like, "Where is it?"
Yeah.
And it turns out somebody, like, you have to watch it. It's called We had an imposter among us
on Prudence and Zach's channel, and I was sent out into space. I survived because I'm me, but I will say that they get into trouble. I would say Prudence is the one that gets them into more of trouble than Zach does. Zach tries to avoid stuff from what I understand.
Zach so shouldn't always go along with what Prudence says.
Yeah.
But it's his older sister. And some people don't know that, but Prudence is a year older than Zach.
Yeah,
but
she was put into school late because her birthday's in like October or something.
Yeah, something like that. But they're only a year apart. But yeah, so anyway, they're interesting. I will say that, and they certainly are entertaining. But out of the two, I don't like one more than the other.
Yeah, there's no preference.
They're so different.
Yeah, maybe I would choose Zach, but he's also like a dick. So
he reminds me. Sometimes he reminds me of Courtney, but Zach shows way more emotion than Courtney. So
yeah, would you jump into if we were grabbed by like a gator animatronic and pulled underwater, would you jump into the water immediately to save us?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Yeah, see, exactly. That's where they differ.
You guys would figure it out because you're fighters and survivors, right?
No, I'm a fighter and survivor. But that's one thing
I
will say.
I've survived way more than you, Chloe.
Okay. Get.
Like, would you save me if that happened to me?
Listen, we've been through a lot of things where we help each other get out
of
trouble.
Yeah, but we would have to like think about it and make like a plan and hope that you're okay in the meantime.
Yeah, I will say that's one thing that I admire about their
love for each other.
Their love for each other, their siblinghood. Is that they...
I don't think they need to go to family therapy.
No, but they need therapy for other reasons, for the trauma. But I think that they're great just because you can tell that they really care and love each other. So I admire that.
As we care and love each other in a different way.
In a different way.
Yeah, it's a different love.
It's a different love.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so don't have a favorite between the two, but I respect them anyway.
Stay watermelon.
Yeah. That's so
watermelon.
Watermelon.
Welcome to segment two, That's So Watermelon, where we're given five random topics and we decide if each thing is so watermelon or so not watermelon.
Okay.
Cool.
First topic, diss tracks. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
Amy.
Diss tracks, I think. What? What was that,
nothing,
Chloe?
Nothing.
I think that diss tracks are like the lowest form of confront. Like, be an adult. Be an adult and talk to me.
Have you been dissed?
No. I'm not saying this is
Kim,
not
why
about
are you
me. This
talk
is not
to
about me.
You just said talk to me like it's about you.
I'm giving an example. This is not about me.
Happy
yacht. Oh my God.
So me.
This is not about me. I'm just saying, if I were someone, and like, just for an example, say my name is Taylor and I have a problem with someone. Okay. Maybe I put their name in capital letters in a song, right?
Okay.
And then I'm gonna be a little bitch and a little baby, and I'm gonna write a song about you instead of like coming to you as an adult, recording your conversation without your consent.
Look at you punching up.
And then have a conversation like publicly for everybody to see.
This isn't personal for you.
No, this isn't personal for you.
This is purely hypothetical, okay? Like, I like to give hypotheticals.
I listened to that Amy track, it was pretty good.
What are you talking about?
Wow.
Well, thank you for that. For me, diss tracks can, if they're good and clever, then I don't mind diss tracks. But if they're, you know, not good and it's not very clever,
like a recent diss track that just came out. Like, if that's not good,
would you say it's distracting?
Courtney.
I think the Nicki Minaj has great ones.
She does. She can, but we're not going to get into that as of towards the recent one. But yeah, she can. So yeah, diss tracks can be so watermelon if they're done right and if they're clever. But if it's too on the nose, then I don't like them that much.
Or they're just not good at all. Like, I don't believe diss tracks should exist.
It's so not
That's
watermelon
all I'm saying.
For you.
It's so not watermelon.
I enjoy them. I think they're watermelon.
And Kim, listen, even though I'm saying they're so watermelon, doesn't mean that I don't support you.
What do you... There's nothing... I have a diss track against
you. We were
this
just
was
talking
all
about
just
sibling...
in a...
We were just talking about sibling love. I support you. Okay.
This is all hypothetical. I'm not saying
Well, hypothetically, I support you, bitch. Yeah. All right?
Next topic, virtual reality simulator gadgets. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
Well, once again, we've talked about similar things about this, but anything that includes the word
sim
is our ancestors.
We're going to always bow down.
Yeah, you guys would disagree with me when
watermelon.
I would say anything with the computers are our ancestors in the past, but I'm glad you've come around.
I have always believed that. I just hated when you said it.
Okay, well, we all start from somewhere, and now they have, you know, these things where you guys can feel like you're in our reality by putting it on VR. I can't imagine what it'd be like talking to one of us with a VR and we'd just be talking to you. That would be very weird.
Yeah, like maybe one day you will be talking to us.
Yeah, that'll be
reality.
The YouTube VR.
Mine would probably get the most downloads because people like talking to me.
But I feel, well,
no.
I don't know how those conversations
would be
so short.
I think Nikki would get the most.
Yeah. I think they need to make them more like comfortable because I always hear whenever people take I see like people take off those virtual reality thing. They have them in The Sims too.
Yeah.
They've had it in The Sims. They've had virtual like ever since our original conception of The Sims 1. We've had virtual reality, but like whenever I see people take those goggle thingies off, they always look like they're like, like it was, they're sweating.
They're like, what?
They're hot.
Yeah, they might have neck problems.
Okay.
Their neck is probably hurting from holding those heavy ass.
I just said that.
Yeah, it's just like,
What?
No, I'm agreeing with you.
I'm just giving an example of what they
and
look
I'm
like. I know I'm a good
What's
actress.
The problem?
Are you singing?
No, I'm agreeing with my sister.
You're trying to say I'm a good actress,
you,
and I'm sorry that
I No, you actually are a good actress.
A good
I'm not going to
intimidation. Yeah.
You actually are a good actress. I won't disagree with that.
Whenever she's not being herself, she's a good actress.
Yeah, when she's not lying, she's great. When she actually has a script,
well,
you actually
you're
are
an
good actress.
You
well,
are
good...
when you're an actress, you are lying. So that's probably
no.
why she's good at it.
You're in your heart and your mind. You are being honest when you're telling a story. That's not lying. That's truth.
Yeah. Tell
that's
us about
beauty.
The craft of acting, Chloe.
I was trying to give you a compliment, and now you're trying to come after me. Like,
yeah,
oh,
I thought you were gonna come at me, but okay.
Yeah. So.
Well,
you.
No, I'm agreeing
and you're
with you, Courtney,
actor.
Because...
Yeah, I take it back. Anyway, so I think that it's so watermelon just because it's only evolution. But I will say, speaking of evolution, I'm seeing a lot of love for Sims 2 lately. Like, I'm seeing a lot of people being like, actually, Sims 2 was probably the best in the franchise. I'm seeing people doing, like, comparison videos to, like, 2 and 4. And being like, why does this pizza look better than this pizza in The Sims 4?
Yeah, why isn't this in that? Like, yeah, it's
so,
just...
It's also about respecting your ancestors, even if you are advancing. So, it's so watermelon. Just, you know, try to upgrade things and still stay true to who you are. So,
yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next topic, coffee mixed with chocolate. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
What kind of chocolate are we talking about?
Yeah, if we're talking like dark chocolate, that's healthier.
It is
I'll
healthier.
Give you that. But is it going to taste as good?
Like, are we talking about eating a candy bar and then drinking some
and
coffee?
And then drink, or are we talking
you guys,
about
have you guys
drinking?
Ever had a mocha? A mocha is chocolate and coffee. So this person might, well, they said coffee and chocolate.
Yeah.
And that is a mocha. And I love mochas.
Chocolate bar.
Some people.
But what if I don't want a mocha? What if I want chocolate with
people
coffee.
Do that all the time. They melt their chocolate and they put it into their coffee and it's delicious.
I'm talking about a side of chocolate.
Yeah,
and
like
then
what are they talking about? Like
mouth
delicious.
When you drink coffee.
Either way,
yeah,
bitches,
not,
like it doesn't matter. It's chocolate.
I think
and
it
it's
makes
coffee.
A difference though when it's blended together versus like you have
like
a
mocha
Hershey's Kisses next to it.
I do enjoy a good mocha.
Yeah, it's chocolate and coffee. And I think that if you had a chocolate bar and you had a cup of coffee on the side, it'd be just as good.
But it'd be different.
Sure. It would be different and it would be delicious.
Different in a good way.
Yeah. And I would I would devour it.
So this sounds like it's a watermelon.
I think
everything
so.
Everything eventually, they say coffee mixed with chocolate, but like eventually everything gets mixed in your mouth. Your mouth is a natural like food blender.
Well, that's where 50% of digestion starts. It's in your mouth.
Next topic, calling someone sweetie. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
Well, we know who does that.
Yeah, we do, Courtney.
What?
What?
It's me.
It's not
no.
you.
No.
It's me,
it's
sweetie.
Mom.
It's me, sweetie.
You never do that. Shut
it's
up.
It's me, sweetie.
You
this
have
is
never once. Yeah, shut up.
Okay, Chloe. Fine. I say more honey than I do sweetie.
Yeah,
but...
and you're usually saying that when you're being a condescending bitch.
Shut up, honey.
But mom for bitch. Sure calls us that. And
yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
if you
want to
be a straight up annoying bitch, call someone sweetie.
I think sometimes she calls us that because she forgets our name because there's so many
probably.
Of us.
Oh, hi.
And it's just like,
sweetie.
Yeah.
My name is Chloe. No.
You know,
so
like,
people
is
think
that
you
a flashback?
No, it's just. I think
it
maybe
like
it is.
A deep, dark, bad memory.
Maybe it is.
But I just think it's a rude name to call people. It is almost like you're talking down to the, like she thinks she's better than us. So she calls us sweetie.
I think, see, this is the thing. People always be like, oh, why are you guys always so mean to Chris? And why are you guys always
oh
hating on Chris? And
yeah, like
it's just like in the last video, some
her.
People were like that. And
she brings it upon herself.
Yeah,
yeah,
listen.
Like spend a, you're not seeing the full picture.
Yeah, you think
like
sweetie.
Spend a day.
You think sweetie is nice and she's just trying to be nice. No, you don't know you don't know Chris. But you don't understand. Like she seems very sweet. And yeah, maybe sure sometimes mom is trying to be sweet, but the problem is we never know when she's trying to get something out of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just uses us.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, in general, people who say sweetie,
but, yeah,
I don't know. It's not my favorite term of endearment.
Yeah,
sweetie.
It's not. We definitely love our mother, but it's like, calm down.
Yeah.
Like, and stop attacking us.
But this isn't about mom in general, but she's the one in our life who said
yeah,
that. But people
that
who say sweetie
that,
in general, you can say
I don't even
better.
Think I
Penny.
Like it in general. Like, haven't you ever, like, have you ever been to, when you do go to those what is that? They have all the food and sometimes they have grocery stores.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever like been to one and then they're like ringing up stuff and they're like, okay, sweetie, that'll be blah, blah, blah. Or like to like a
yeah,
restaurant.
Yeah, I'd rather they call me like hun
like,
or something.
I don't know you.
That's just triggering and I want to punch them.
But would you prefer, okay, baby girl, but you want that instead?
Nothing. Like, how about you don't call me any nickname? Like, I
okay,
don't
okay,
Dumpling. Like that.
It'll be
shut
a
up.
1,000.
That's
just say
all.
Hun.
That,
just say hun. I prefer
or
hun.
Or not even
just
like,
don't
just
say anything.
Say, yeah.
All right, honey.
Last topic. Being in touch with humanity. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
So watermelon. This is what we were talking about earlier when I said that I was selling a product for, you know, 190K. And Kim was saying like, oh, you're selling something for that cheap. It's because I care about humanity.
Yeah.
I care about people. I care about the environment.
But are
right.
do you, if you, if are you like even in touch with humanity?
Are you,
if
honey?
You're being poor did not help me get in touch with you. Like, did the opposite
yeah.
of getting in touch
yeah,
with humanity.
Yeah, that was a rough time.
Oh,
not
oh,
for
oh,
you,
you
Courtney.
Courtney.
Shut up.
Wow. I'm just trying to be real right now.
You are a real burglar.
Thief. Yeah.
That's what
you're
you were.
Real
I would
bitch.
Say that's being in touch with humanity. People still to survive.
Did you even return the stuff?
What stuff?
Oh, okay. I guess Kim never learned.
I'm pretty sure she sold it because I never got anything back.
Mm-hmm. But you watched the video back and you learned that it was Courtney who took it, clearly, even though she never admitted
it. I'm the most in touch with humanity because of the products that I sell. Like, it's all about it's about building that community and then having people like trust you. And I know that they trust
their community and then forces them.
It's always best to rebuild. And you can do that. I bring communities together. See, people always talk about, I lost my sister, or, oh, my hair is on fire. But it's like, think about the community that came together to fix that.
Don't tell me one of those people are like, oh, things got to get worse before they get better. So we got to destroy it
sometimes
in order to make it be
horrible
better.
Events that bring people together.
But you're the cause of the horrible event.
So you
can't heal a bone unless you break it first.
Oh my God, you are one of those people. So you think
calcium?
So you think trauma bonding is the way to make community?
No, I only think that if you could bond with somebody during a traumatic event and you share that experience, that builds a community. I never said the words trauma bonding.
You never said it, but you might as well have.
No, all I said is that you can bond over traumatic events and get closer that way.
You cause with your product.
Being in touch with
that
humanity.
That people cause. Sometimes I think on purpose they don't read the instructions because they're like, you know what? This community needs to be stronger.
So now you're blaming your glow victims is what you're doing right now.
Actually, I'm praising the victims.
So you're not in touch with
community together in a way.
You're not in touch with humanity. I think that being in touch with humanity is important. That's why we try to make our products affordable, even more affordable than that one airplane can, because it was a freaking airplane in a can. Okay, so we had to make the price.
I admire people who are in touch with humanity.
Thank you.
Straight up,
thank you,
Courtney. We aren't. None of us are.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah,
we're
speak
better.
For yourself,
shut up, Kim.
We're better than the common person.
I was agreeing with you.
Courtney.
I think that Courtney's wrong.
Courtney, our audience doesn't want to hear things like that. Are you trying to destroy our brand right now?
This is why they like us. Shut up.
Oh my God.
This is Courtney's origin story.
What, of a villain?
Yeah.
They love him.
It starts off, I could see the trailer now. It starts off with Courtney saying, I'm going to be straight up. None of us are in touch with humanity. Then we cut to her, like, putting on makeup.
Boom, explosion
like the Joker.
Of the glow factory.
No.
End scene.
And then
that's the happy ending, right? Because then
the Booty Booty Popsies comes in to save humanity.
This is not a hero story, no.
No, it is a hero story.
You've been cut.
Every hero needs a villain.
And everyone hides in the no confinement box.
No, bitch, you are the villain of this story.
You're the villain. So if you're putting
me in
that.
No, you're not the villain. You're the anti-hero. Kim's the villain. I'm the hero.
Don't ever say the word anti-hero.
Courtney's like
the
Deadpool where she's.
Don't ever say anti-hero to me again.
I'm a wild card.
I heard you were a wild one. Anyway. So it's the watermelon. I'm in touch with humanity, and that's on period. And if you humans are listening to this and you don't get it, then you just don't get humanity. You don't get
I'm
me,
definitely
honey.
In touch.
Yeah, you're in touch, just not with humanity.
It's the watermelon.
It's so not watermelon.
It is the watermelon. Courtney, don't ruin this brand. Who's
the
smartest?
Me.
Me. Now we're moving on to segment 3. Who's the smartest? This is when we're given 2 random riddles and 1 random word we don't know, and we try to guess what they mean. Whoever guesses the closest is the smartest.
I'm ready to dominate.
Whatever.
First riddle. Which letter of the alphabet has the most water?
What?
I don't know why I'm thinking of
the most water.
I'm thinking of Q. I don't know why. But I don't know why I'm thinking of Cuban water, but
I know it wants me to say W, but that's not right.
I wasn't even thinking W for whatever reason. Which letter of the alphabet has the most water?
Has the most.
Does water have a different meaning?
Wait, is there a letter that looks like a wave or something?
No.
Like an S?
Like an S?
I mean, if they're talking.
How does it have water?
If you're talking about the shape in which water is depicted at times.
Wait,
as waves.
Let's go through the alphabet. So A, B, C, D, E, F, G, none of those. H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Wait, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y.
How does this help?
I don't know. I was trying to say, like, do any of those sound like water? Now I know.
Or
my
is there
ABCs.
A letter that's between two other letters?
Or is it H
water?
Because of H2O? And there's so maybe it's H because there's an H. H2O is water. And if there's two.
So there's two O's.
Yeah. You know how there's like in math, they put those little.
Wait, no, it's two H's. So H holds.
No, two H's. Yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I think it's H because H2O. And so, okay, so I'm going to say H, because H2O.
Mean, that's hydrogen,
it's part of water.
H2O is water, though.
The hydrogen part, but there's oxygen.
Oh, come on.
But it holds the most?
I'm going to say that just because, you know how in math or whatever, what is it, the volume or whatever, where you put a number by the thing to determine its value, whatever. I haven't done math in
so there's
years.
Two H's and one O.
So therefore,
so the
yeah.
I think
so
it's H. I don't know,
yeah,
but that's
what
I'm
Chloe
going with.
Chloe has the point.
H2O. There's literally, isn't there a mermaid movie? She's talking about and the water is called H2O.
It says the answer to that riddle is the letter C.
Why?
Because the C.
Oh my God.
So you were trying to go like scientific.
Yeah.
But I was going for, I tried to go
S,
for like
yeah.
which.
Yeah.
I was like, which
C
sounds.
Can be defined as oceans of water.
Off. So,
that is, I'm going to sue.
Very,
I'm going to pull a Taylor and I'm going to sue.
Yeah.
You even said the alphabet to us and we said.
Yeah, I was like, well, what sounds like? I didn't think body of water because that's literally not how you spell it.
And I thought about H2O just because that's what water is and whatever.
Going too deep, I guess.
Yeah. And Courtney didn't really give a guess, but I guess she agreed with me.
I was agreeing. I didn't know what else to do.
See, whatever.
Like, that's like saying ocean, like O for ocean. Like, are we really going to go down that road?
Second riddle. Okay, listen up. We're going to get this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a key that opens no doors, but fills your stomach. What key is it?
Okay. So
let's try to not, don't think too deep about it. Like,
okay, so there's a key that opens doors. So they're not referring to a key that like is actually.
No, a key that opens no doors.
To open the lock. They're not referring to that. So what's another?
It's a key that opens no doors, though.
I was about to think of something, but no, that's related to a computer.
I'm going to say a key lime pie.
I was literally about to say
that,
but I feel like.
Yeah, because there's nothing else. There's nothing. I mean, what else is related to key other than key lime?
Key lime, yeah.
Key lime. Because is there any other? Is it okay? But are they talking about food? Maybe they are talking.
Yeah,
about
what
food.
Are they talking about? Like, but let's not think too deep. It
what
could
if
literally
this one refers to like a
pie.
Cell or something that lives within the gut or whatever?
Is key lime a fruit?
I don't know. I just know the pie is disgusting.
Okay, so I guess because I can't think of anything else that would be related to key. Because I'm
and, yeah, like
it's a
and
fruit
you can
and
eat
it fills
key,
your
I don't
it
know.
Fills your stomach. So yeah.
If you eat it, so I don't know
if
anything.
It's something else, I'm gonna be pissed. The answer is a turkey.
Once again,
that is so
this
dumb.
Is so stupid.
I think we should get it for the key lime pie.
Yeah,
I mean,
that should
the same thing.
Yeah, we're referring to food, but I guess they're referring to like it fills your stomach because turkey and it's like turkey day and you eat a whole bunch of whatever. Kiss my
that
ass.
Is so
like,
dumb. No, a turkey. Like, no.
Listen, we're going to give each other a point because we said key, it's a food.
Right, we found a different word that had key in it. Exactly.
That, yeah, that actually starts with it.
All right.
Ours so, yeah, is so much better. Yeah, like, we should write riddles.
Yeah.
Turkey.
I'm going to make you guys like a glow riddle product, and we'll see how that does.
Let's
we'll
not, put it in shops. Let's not go that far, okay?
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right, let's move on to a word. These riddles are pissing me off.
Okay, and for the only word we have, xerophyte, I believe that's how you say it.
I don't know what this is, but I love it.
Or xerophyte.
Just let her spell it.
Xerophyte.
X always just has to stand out. Z.
Yeah.
It's that's a Z.
That's a Z.
Yeah.
Unless it's X-ray.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, for when I see this, doesn't this look like an ingredient that you've seen like included in like medicine? Isn't that what it's like?
It looks like you could be prescribed xerophyte.
Yeah, but it's like it's something that's like a part. Okay, so to me it sounds like some sort of mineral or chemical. I think we can agree on that, right? Or maybe not. For me, it sounds like a mineral or a chemical that is used to make what? I don't know. But it just sounds like a chemical or like a mineral that is used to make product, like either medicine or something. It
like
just sounds
a
like
mixer.
A chemical. Yeah. Like
To me, it sounds like something that like stays zero or goes on forever. Like it's a zero fight.
So kind of like infinity.
It's a type of number. That's all
so
I'm
like
going to say.
So like if a scientist were like, there's a... Zero
this
fight
is at a, yeah, this is at a zero fight.
Mm.
That sounds very scientifical.
Yeah.
Courtney, what about you?
It sounds like it's some kind of light. Like, this is a xerophyte type of light.
Oh, you're going with the xerophyte.
Yeah.
So, like electric, like electricity? Or
just a type of light?
Or like a type of bulb or something?
Like a light you would have in your house?
I don't know. It could be like the measurement of some kind of light.
But just light related.
Yeah. So for me, it sounds like some sort of mineral or chemical.
To me, it's a number.
Yeah. And for you, it's a source of something that has to do with light or source of light.
Or a sound.
Okay. Those are two very different things.
Yeah. What the hell?
We're allowed to have second guesses.
Yeah. But then isn't that like half a point then or whatever?
If it's your second guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Or it's in botany. That's my second guess. How about that? It's related to a plant.
I'm going to stick with it's a number.
Okay, the answer is a plant that needs very little water.
Oh my
God. Okay, so do I get half a point?
You get half a point, Chloe.
Oh my God, my last minute. I want to thank Courtney for reminding me about the second half thing, and I can finally breathe. I can finally breathe because in botany has been haunting me for so many years.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you, Chloe.
It says botany.
Oh my God.
Here's a tissue.
Which needs very little water.
You guys don't understand. This is like therapy for me.
Yeah.
Because I've been haunted for so many times that I've never followed my gut.
This is a question for the fans. How would you guys like to see us like on a road trip? Because I think this time we can actually do it.
Yeah, we could do it.
As long as I'm
like
driving.
Like an actual... Well,
no, honey.
We'll discuss
that. I'm driving.
That.
I've always been
the driver.
I think I should drive.
No.
Hell no. What?
Anyway, because I'm in such a giving mood, I'm going to say anybody get in the podcast. I'm just so happy.
Okay,
Well, you. I was trying to be nice.
Wow, Courtney, you just literally
looked... Is it because I won?
You looked a horse gift in the ass right now.
Did you just say? Last time we were here, we were saying like, "Ooh, we got a project and everything," but now we can officially say, "Yes, we have a Cardassian podcast."
Getting the glow hair oil, and I know something must have went wrong.
They were doomed from the start.
Clearly, something went wrong. You sold a product.
And indie music is music that's produced by independent artists who don't have a record label,
like Madonna.
Yeah.
Right.
Hi, I'm your therapist.
If anybody,
you know,
if anybody's watched the video, you'll know that that is so
that
accurate.
So
yeah,
much
that
like
was
it.
On the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can tell
that
me
money being
$0.00.
They're so different.
Yeah, maybe I would choose Zach, but he's also like a dick. So
very 90s.
My gold shirt is very close to my skin color, and I didn't realize that.
What
until
gold
I was,
shirt?
Like, looking.
The one you're wearing right now?
Yeah.
That don't come off as gold to me.
It's from the Golden Knights game.
It's from Golden Knights. It is a gold.
It looks like peace. If you had too much beer.
Well, to that Amy track, it was pretty good.
What are you talking about? Wow. Well, thank you with it, Kem. Yeah. So fuck
well,
you.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
And you're sucky
you
actor. Once again,
that
fuck
is so
you. This
dumb.
Is so stupid.
I fucking agree. I mean, just.
I. This is dumb. I agree. Exactly.
That, yeah, that actually starts
we're sure
with
about
it.
This, right? How do you spell key lime? Isn't it just key
I've
and lime?
Never, I think so.
We look it up and it's spelled
no,
Q.
No, it is. It's K-E-Y. It's K-E-Y lime pie.
Okay.
It is.
Okay, just making sure.
Are we sure about
it? Are we sure about it? Because people are going to listen and be like, these stupid bitches.
I think it's like a number to me. Like, it sounds like a zero that goes on forever.
Like, so like a science term. Forever.
Forever.
I agree.